And is that why this is such a special season for Spurs, do you think? With the Champions League or the European Cup, as it was then, coming back to Tottenham for the first time since a year after the year this book is commemorating, because it is so evocative of the famous European nights at Spurs that many Spurs fans, even though I suppose you had a dose of them in the 70s and 80s as well, won't quite have appreciated how good they are. And so far, I mean, the one you had against FC 20 the other week was spectacularly exciting.
It was pretty entertaining, yeah, and let's hope it carries on in that vein. I think there is something very, very special, almost unique about Tottenham and European games, and there was a feeling that it's been long overdue that we're actually back in the senior competition, the European Cup, the Champions League, as it now is. So that's recapturing the spirit of those heady days back in the early 60s.
The spirit of Bill Nicholson haunts this book.
Yep.
There's a piece by John Fenley, who is one of the press officers at Tottenham, and I've had many run-ins many times. It's the charming piece, and he talks very warmly about Bill Nicholson, as he speaks much more warmly about Bill Nicholson than he does about those of us in the press, I have to say. I don't think I'm doing John a disservice when I say that, but he clearly was so influential, and John Fenley, as I said, says it at the beginning. It's a lovely piece of writing, just talking about the way the man energised the club, and even when he'd stopped being manager and when he was scouting as well, this book is as much about him as it is about the club itself.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, John wouldn't be doing the job of a press officer if he wasn't getting up the backs of
he's certainly done that in the past, but that's exactly right. He'd be doing something wrong if he wasn't. But as I said, he's Bill Nicholson. We see another side to the Tottenham press officer.
And it's in the warmth of the portrait of the man Bill Nicholson. His popular image, I guess, is someone that's fairly dour, fairly taciturn, fairly serious. I mean, like some of the comments that he's famed for is, for example, after we actually completed the double and winning the FA Cup, he was unhappy because he was so disappointed with the style of the performance. He was a perfectionist. But what came through in John's piece, and what, you know, if you speak to people that knew Bill well, that he was a very, very warm, friendly man, and just the heartbeat of the club. I mean, it's a cliche to say it, but he was Mr. Tottenham, and to a great extent, he still is.
Adam, well, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thanks ever so much indeed. This book will now go back into cold storage under lock and key, supervision of the BBC London sports editor. It's called 61 The Spurs Double. It's published by Vision Sports Publishing, and it's available now. I'm just trying to find out how much it's got. £30. But believe you me, it's £30, and it sounds like this when you drop it. It's big, and it's absolutely marvellous. So it's a wonderful memory. If you know someone who was around at that point and you wanted to remind them of what it was like, it's absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much indeed to Adam for joining us here on BBC London 94.9.